And we're looking out over the infield right now here at Old Hilltop. I'm joined by Tom Chukas, the president of the Maryland Jockey Club. An exciting time as today you announce the bands that will be playing in Infield Fest. Bring us up to speed.
Yeah, you were correct. Time flies, Scott. We announced this morning Grammy-winning Maroon 5 and Wiz Khalifa. They will play on the main stage this year. It's a two fantastic groups. They're up for Grammys this year. As you well know, since 09, we've tried to make a lot of changes with the infield and elevate the performance out there, and I think Maroon 5 and Wiz Khalifa is an absolute home run.
And with Maroon 5, Adam Levine, I mean, just this Sunday, right when the Super Bowl's over, he's going to be on WBAL-TV on NBC because he's one of the hosts of The Voice, very popular band, and also with Wiz Khalifa, two bands that are up for Grammys, much like previous years. Zac Brown Band got a Grammy right after playing here, and also Bruno Mars after last year. This is quite a stage for these bands to be playing on.
Well, it's kind of funny. When we started this in 09, it was a real tough sell. No one knew what was going to happen. Could we reinvent the infield? Could we bring the people back? And it was tough in 09. And you can see over the years as we've progressed, last year Bruno Mars and Train, the year before that was OAR and Zac Brown, and now you've got Maroon 5 and Wiz Khalifa. And it's much easier to do now. Not simple, but much easier to do. And I think from the demographic we're trying to get out there, the 21 to 35 to 40-year-old crew, this is really something special. I mean, the Twitter and the Facebook accounts this morning have been just going nuts. And, you know, when we look at this, we're very appreciative of the support we have out there from the young individuals. We've done a discount from this morning until Monday morning. It's $40 for a regular infield ticket, $60 for a mug club, and then it'll go back to the $50, $70, you know, after that time period. So we're trying to announce the bands, give them some energy to see what we're doing out there, make them feel comfortable. You know, the mug clubs are back again. I took all that, let's just say, constructive criticism last year. Everyone was afraid. I suggest you talk to the police, the fire, the EMTs. We had very, very few problems. We take that seriously. Scotty, this is a party, and it's Baltimore's party, and everybody can have a fantastic time. You've got the Preakness, which is a fabulous race. We've done some things with the undercard as far as elevating some purses. We're bringing the Pimlico Special back on Friday, Black Eyed Susan Day. And I think it's just a day no one wants to miss. And from the Jockey Club's perspective, we're grateful for the support. We're grateful for the participation. And I think if you miss it, shame on you.
And I really saw, especially a buzz last year here in the grandstand when it came to countdown time for both Train and Bruno Mars to get on the stage. You heard people talking about it. And just like talking about one of the big races on the card, that was something big, a part of Preakness Day that they wanted to get out and be a part of.
Absolutely. I mean, our charge is to balance it. You know, we have the Preakness and racing is on the forefront. And that's a product we put out and we do our best. But look, you and I both know, to get a younger demographic, you have to get them here. The bands do that. The Mug Club does it. The entertainment in the infield. And there are different demographics here. The guy that you see in the infield isn't the guy that you see up in the dining room or the corporate village. So we're kind of multifaceted. We have a lot of different things going on for a lot of different people, all centered around the Preakness. And I think it's an absolute winner. And you know, the city's been very supportive. They're going to be supportive again. The state's been very supportive. And I think the only thing I can't control is the weather. We've been very fortunate the last 2 days, or the last 2 years, excuse me. And if the weather's good, you know, someone asked me, we had about 107,000 people all told last year. I'd like to hit over 110 this year.
And with Maroon 5, talking about a band that is on the national stage, a big presence at the Super Bowl this weekend. We talked about Adam Levine and The Voice and Wiz Khalifa, one of the hottest artists out there in the rap industry.
Absolutely. I mean, from my perspective, remember, the demographic that you see in the infield and the bands that we get isn't for Tom Chukas. It's for the younger sect. But you've got, as I said, Adam Levine, Maroon 5, hotter than hot. It's a great platform. The other nice thing with both these bands, they have relationships with NBC, who's our partner with the Preakness and the Black Eyed Susan and so on. BAL's another partner of ours in this. It kind of all blends together that we work for the greater good, and we get a win-win situation, not only for the Jockey Club and NBC, but the people that come out here for the day. And, you know, I take my hat off to my team. We do a pretty darn good job out here, and people have become very well received here and very, very happy. and we continue to elevate the performance. And as the coming weeks come, you know, we'll announce what's on the second stage. We're firming that up. We're going to try to do some things on the wagering front to provide some contests where people can win some real money and a few other tweaks along the way. So I suggest to the people, stay tuned. More to come.
Tom Chukas, president of the Maryland Jockey Club. Exciting times. We know who the bands are now, and we're getting ready to find out more in the coming weeks.
Thank you very much, Scott. It was a pleasure.
Tom Chukas, president of the Maryland Jockey Club, as we look out over the infield that on the third Saturday in May, we'll have Maroon 5 and also Wiz Khalifa on the main stage. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL, WBAL.com.